Roughly 140 professors gathered outside the office of President David Eisler, protesting what they say is the university's unwillingness to budge on a salary increase. Charles Bacon is with the Ferris Faculty Association, which represents tenured faculty. He says association members overwhelmingly voted to reject the university's latest offer.
And by a direct vote, 90% said no deal, and 10% said they'd take the deal.
The university says it's currently offering a 2.25% wage increase. But Bacon says that comes from taking money from a fund that helps compensate professors who are underpaid based on market averages. He says, in real terms, the university has never really budged from its first offer of 1.5%. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.